Welcome to episode 408 of the 10-10 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 10-10 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 10-10 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Golden Rule is a name given to a principle Jesus taught and which can be found both in his Sermon on the Mount and in the Sermon on the Plain. The actual words Golden Rule are not found in Scripture, just as the words Sermon on the Mount or Sermon on the Plain are also not found. These titles were later added by Bible translation teams in order to make Bible study a little easier. The phrase Golden Rule began to be ascribed to this teaching of Jesus during the 16th or 17th centuries. What we call the Golden Rule can perhaps be best captured by Matthew 7, verse 12. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Jesus knew the human heart and its selfishness. In fact, in the preceding verse, he describes human beings as innately evil. Jesus' golden rule gives us a standard by which naturally selfish people can gauge their actions. Actively treat others the way they themselves want to be treated. The English Standard Version translates the Golden Rule like this: whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. The Contemporary English Version is even more succinct: treat others as you want them to treat you. This is what the law and prophets are all about. Jesus brilliantly condenses the entire Old Testament into this single principle, taken from Leviticus 19, verse 18. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Again, we see the implication that people are naturally lovers of self, and the command uses that human flaw as a place to start on how to treat others. People universally demand respect, love, and appreciation, whether they deserve it or not. Jesus understood this desire and used it to promote godly behavior. Do you want to be shown respect? Then respect others. Do you crave a kind word? Then speak words of kindness to others. Acts 20, verse 35 says it's more blessed to give than to receive. The Golden Rule is also part of the second greatest commandment, preceded only by the command to love God himself. What is interesting to note about the Golden Rule is that no other religious or philosophical system has its equal. Jesus' golden rule is not the ethic of reciprocity so commonly espoused by non-Christian moralists. Frequently, liberal critics and secular humanists attempt to explain away the uniqueness of the golden rule, saying it is a common ethic shared by all religions. This is not the case. Jesus' command has a subtle but very important difference. A quick survey of sayings of Eastern religions will make this plain. Take this one from Confucianism. Do not do to others what you do not want them to do to you, from the Analects. Or from Hinduism. This is the sum of duty. Do not do to others what would cause pain if done to you. From Buddhism. Hurt not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. These sayings are similar to the Golden Rule, but are stated negatively and rely on passivity. Jesus' Golden Rule is a positive command to show love proactively. The Eastern religions say, refrain from doing. Jesus says, do. Go out there. Act. The Eastern religions say it is enough to hold your negative behavior in check. Jesus says to look for ways to act positively. Because of the inverted nature of the non-Christian sayings, they have been described as the silver rule. but in this case, the golden rule is superior. Some have accused Jesus of borrowing the idea of the golden rule from the Eastern religions. However, the texts for Confucianism, Hinduism, and Buddhism were all written between 500 and 400 BC at the earliest. Jesus takes a golden rule from Leviticus, written about 1450 BC. So Jesus' source for the golden rule precedes and predates the silver rule by about 1,000 years. So who borrowed from whom? The command to love is what separates the Christian ethic from every other religion's ethic. In fact, the Bible's championing of love includes the radical command to love even one's enemies. This is unheard of in other religions. Obeying the Christian imperative to love others is a mark of a true Christian. In fact, Christians cannot claim to love God if they don't actively love other people as well. John makes this point in 1 John 4, verse 20. If someone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. The golden rule encapsulates this idea and is unique to the Judeo-Christian scriptures. One man described Matthew 7, verse 2 as the Everest of ethics. In some ways, it is the cornerstone of true Christianity, and one could argue that it is the capstone of the Sermon on the Mount. The principle? Modeling must accompany our message. Do you want to be forgiven? Forgive. Do you want affirmation? Affirm. Do you feel hurt, wounded, broken, and could stand a gentle touch? Be gentle with others. Have you discovered the value of tact when something sensitive needs to be addressed? Be tactful. The examples are endless. Unfortunately, models of such behavior are rare. Is it any wonder the non-Christian world looks with suspicion in our direction? The best part of the whole principle? It is so simple. Living by the golden rule prevents the need for laying down an endless list of little rules and regulations to govern conduct. Just put yourself in the other person's place and think, what is it I would need if I were him or her? And then do it. When you do, you will fulfill the essence of the law and the prophets. Do you know the greatest message we could deliver? It is the message of Christ-like character. No message on earth is more needed or more powerful. You want to impact your family, your church, your community, your place of employment? You want to make a difference in the life of your mate, a family member, a friend, Christian or not? Some person in the workplace? Demonstrate the characteristics of Christ. It has been said that the only Bible most folks ever read is the daily life of the Christian. If that is true, I believe the world needs a revised version. Our problem is not that too many of us are being ignored. It's that we're all being observed. As one Christian minister put it, words fitly spoken are powerful, but they are nothing compared to the power of a life fitly lived. Father, help us to live lives that bring glory and honor to you. Lives which reflect what we have been taught in your word. May your spirit so fill us that we can live lives seasoned with grace. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.